Welcome to Hunting the Way. My name is Scott Whatley, and I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hunting the Way is a ministry of our Sportsman of Colorado show, heard every Saturday afternoon on our sister station, KLZ 560. If you'd like a podcast of any of our previous shows, it's very simple. We now have our website up, huntingtheway.com, and you can go there, check out all our information. We are available, if you would like for us to if you're having some kind of men's meeting, as far as like a men's breakfast, maybe a men's archery shoot, any of that, wild game dinner. We would love to join you for something like that. So check out our website, huntingtheway.com. If you have any comments or questions or you'd like to get in touch with any of our guests, shoot me an email, scott@huntingtheway.com. I'd like to welcome back a great friend and a pastor that has just done a terrific job in Montana, and that's Brother Russell Pruitt, Beartooth Mountain Baptist Church. Brother Pruitt, welcome to the show, and thanks for being on with me today.
Amen, Brother Scott. I appreciate you inviting me. It's a blessing to be on the air with you.
Now, you know, when you told me your topic, we just finished a couples conference here at our church, First Baptist Church of Englewood, and Brother Dean Herring, which you know, spoke to us for a couple of days, so I kind of got run over there with that, and then you tell me the topic of today, and I'm like, wow, maybe there I need to be listening to something here. So my wife instructed me to do a lot of listening and less talking today on today's show, but thank you for being with us. And you know, this is a topic because that I think is very important, as we've been talking about the family a lot the last few weeks, is strengthening my relationship with my God-given wife. And I think, and all the ladies just reached over to turn up the volume, and all the men wanted to listen to another station. But, you know, it is something that's very important, and I think this would be a true statement. You know, the direction of our home really depends on the husband.
Amen.
I mean, it really does. And
100%.
And, you know, Brother Herring sure pointed out a lot of things last week that, you know, just like that hit you in the face. And sometimes as guys, we can get pretty selfish with our time and what we love to do, and we figure, hey, we're doing this here, or, you know, this one point here, and you know, we want 10 points for that, but it's really only 1 point. He was going through some different things, but you know what, I want to get as much again as we can in today. So, you know, as I told you before the show, I just want you to treat this like you're preaching to us today. So, you know, tell us on your thoughts of strengthening my relationship with my God-given wife.
Okay, I want to start off how that I got into this study with our men. I had one of my members of the church come to me and says, Pastor, I just can't get my wife to follow me. Now, you know, and he's been saved a long time, but really he wasn't Christianly growing or had grown stronger in the Lord. But saved and growth is two different things. You can be saved but never grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at him and I says, I'm not going to mention name, and I says, Brother, I says, how are you doing in your spiritual growth? And he says, I feel like I'm growing. I said, well, okay, now here's the question. Have you been doing this consistency? See, the wives look at us and we can say that we're spiritual, and I want to be the leader of my home. I want to be the director of my home. I want to be the head of my home. But if they're not seeing it consistent, brother, they're not going to want to follow.
Yes.
And when I mentioned that to him, he kind of like bowed his head, and I says, it's just like our testimony, Brother Scott. Our testimony takes years to build as a Christian. You know, it just doesn't happen all of a sudden, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it only takes seconds to destroy it. And once you destroy or lose that testimony of what you once were or say that you are, it takes a while to build back up. And I told the brother, and I said, it's going to take a while to build this up, but be patient with her that you are wanting to take the leadership. And we know the Bible tells us men are supposed to be the head of the home. Now, I'm not talking about the head of the home to be, you know, in subjection. I'm talking about to lead spiritually as a man that loves his wife.
Right.
And we know, we can take the Bible and go to Ephesians chapter 5, and we read this, in verses 21 all the way through 33. But the key verse is 21. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man who's leading his home He has to have that fear of God, but he needs to take his wife together with him.
Right.
A lot of times men will try to grow spiritually, but they don't bring their wife with them, so they leave them alone. They leave them behind, in other words, so to speak. And so the wife is kind of like, okay, he's on his own, and he's not doing anything with me. And we're going to see, I'm going to take the word charity, and I'm going to do the acrostics of charity and show you some things about that, about having that, building that relationship or having a good relationship with your wife to have a good godly relationship, which is it not God gave you that wife? And so God gave us a thing to do that we have responsible for, that we're responsible for. It's
yes.
not just, she's just an object. She's not just, well, she's my cooker, she's my worker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible speaks of her being a helpmeet.
Right.
Meaning by your side. When you left your mom and your dad and got married, you cleave together as one, not two different people. I've had people say, well, I do 50%, she do her 50%, we'd be all right. No, it don't work the other way. It's 100% per 100%.
Yes.
You do your 100% whether she does hers or not, because God tells us to in the Word of God. And I believe that's the way it ought to be.
You're listening to Hunting the Way. My name is Scott Whatley. My guest today is Pastor Russell Pruitt from Red Lodge, Montana. Our topic today is strengthening my relationship with my God-given wife. So go ahead, Brother Pruitt.
So it all started back in Genesis. God created man. He didn't create woman first. He created man, put man in charge, dominion over all things. And then he saw the man was lonely, without, so he created a woman for him. And he gave her that wife. Now, his responsibility in, or his God-given thing that he's supposed to do is love her, tend to her. Then in the Garden of Eden, there was a situation. She sinned first. There was a separation there, I believe. You know, if you read it, you probably think, well, they were together. There had to be a separation because Satan deceived her.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, let's put it, if Adam was probably in his place where he should have been, spiritually, walking with God like he's supposed to be, in, or spiritually with her, could you think maybe he could have protected her the way she's supposed to, or the way he's supposed to have done?
Right.
Kept Satan from deceiving her because she was deceived. And I'm going to tell you what, brother, if I was standing beside my wife knowing that Satan is there trying to deceive her, what do you think I'm going to do? Go ahead, Satan, do what you want. No! As a man that loves his wife and spiritually, look, honey, man, you don't want to follow him. That's Satan. Satan's trying to. And so from the punishment, because Adam willingly took the fruit, God set some orders, okay? Man is supposed to be the worker of the home, leader of the home, and she is supposed to have the desires of her husband and follow her husband. You know, society has changed that, right?
Oh, sure.
Now, women, you know, just go ahead and get your job. You don't need a man to take care of you. No need to stand at home. And I know a lot of them work today. This topic is not going to be good on that, but women should be at home. Women should be the role is of a woman part of the household. And the husband, if they were taking their role like they're supposed to be in the beginning of a marriage relationship, they wouldn't have a problem of having it now. You know, when you say, honey, you know, I feel like we need to give this amount of money to the church. I feel led to let's go here because God's called us here. And if she's seen that in your life all along, she would say, well, if that's what God says. Now, Brother Scott, this ain't always been in my life until I started getting my life back right with God years ago, back in 2001.
Right.
And then God started working in my heart to become a missionary. And you know, it took a while to build that relationship back up and let my wife see that I am the leader and spiritual leader. And I can go to her now today and say, hey, I feel like God's telling us we need to go here. Because, of course, come to Montana from North Carolina.
Yeah.
She had to be in the will of God.
Absolutely.
I mean, she had to trust me to be the will of God to follow me out.
You bet.
The first year, we get 3 foot of snow on the 1st of October, and we moved in July, and she looked at me, where in the world have you brought me to? I said, I didn't do it. God did. And she hadn't asked that question since.
Wow,
so can I go to Colossians chapter 3?
Sure.
And I think we can take Colossians chapter 3, and there's a verse, a couple of verses here that Paul gives that I think we men can have in our life, and that's verses 12 through 14, that we can put in our life, and we can use this toward helping our spouses or having a relationship with our spouses. It says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now you would say, well, this has got to do to the brethren. Well, we can apply this whether we have a brother or whether it's our wife, right?
Right.
Because it's got to do with a Christian person to put on things. We're to put on those mercy, have kindness, be humble-minded, meekness, long-suffering. Now, that's one word that we really need with our spouses, long-suffering, toward one another, whether it's you or your wife. Then we need to forbear one another. And how about this one? Here's the key, forgiving one another.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't forgive one another, we have a hard time. Here's what we'll do. When we get into it, maybe an argument or a discussion, we love to bring up the past.
Yes, sir.
And that's not a good thing. So it goes on in verse 14, and then it goes, above all these things put on, and that is charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Now, I love to say that we could have a perfect relationship with our spouse, and we could, and that is because of charity. So I was going to let you have a break if you want it.
You're listening to Hunting the Way. My name is Scott Whatley. My guest today, Pastor Russell Pruitt, Beartooth Mountain Baptist Church in Red Lodge, Montana. And I tell you, I love our state, and Colorado's a beautiful state, but I tell you, a section that I got to visit last year on a turkey hunt up with Brother Pruitt, Beartooth Mountain, and that area up there is just a beautiful place. If you're ever traveling through there and you're looking for a good church, I highly recommend you stop in and see Brother Pruitt there at Beartooth Mountain Baptist Church. Go ahead, sir.
So our relationship with our wives, it has got to be this. According to the Bible, if we don't have this relationship with our wife like we all do, there's going to be some hindrance. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 tells us that likewise ye husbands dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. I'm not saying that they're weak. I mean, they can be some strong-minded, strong-willed women, but it's talking about being the lesser part in the household, meaning she's to follow. It's the one who follows the husband, meaning the lesser of the head. You know, you have the head, she's not above it. And God uses the example of the husband and a wife as the church in Christ. If Christ is the head of the church, so should the man be the head. And the head is not talking about sup authority, beating. It means to lead, set the example. And so what it's saying in that verse, that if a wife is the weaker vessel, means to be under the husband. It says, as being heirs together of the grace of life. So you hear the word together, meaning that it's when a husband is following God, could you imagine one the husband and the wife coming to be as one and not two? Almost like this, your wife already knows what you're thinking before you even speak it. Or you ever heard when they've been married for so long, you're kind of like, man, they kind of favor each other.
Yes.
Or because they've been together for so long. Wonder why. It could be that possibility that they have a good, close relationship. And here's the thing about this whole verse. It says that your prayers be not hindered.
Yes.
So if we're not in order at home doing it the biblical way, I'm wondering, is our prayers really hindered or are they been answered?
Mm-hmm.
God gives us a order that the husband is to lead, not the woman. But the woman is supposed to have the desires of the husband. And I'm going to tell you what, if you have a desire of God and you show it and you portray it in your home, your children's going to want it. Your wife is going to want it. It's like that verse of that jailer man that wanted to take his life. And Paul said, don't do it. He said he took it home, took Paul and them home and took care of the wounds and took care of them. And it says, and his household believed.
Right.
What a blessing because of one man. So I'm gonna do this acrostics that I have come across. One of the books that I've read, I'm just going to use his head points is all I'm going to use.
Okay.
And the number one thing is C out of charity is communication. Very few men and women or husband and wives have communication. They go home and it's the TV or it's their job or the things that they love and no communication with their spouse. They don't know what their spouse feels. They don't know how she what is her desires. They don't even know what she likes. They don't even know how she feels that day. Well, she had a good day or bad day, and because there's no communication. And a lot of times I've seen families like this, both Scott, that a husband and wife don't even sit together at home and eat supper together or, you know, a time together that they're able to talk.
Right.
Man, it's just so sad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and raised around the table with the family. My mom and dad is sitting and we all talking.
Sure.
Back in those days, a lot of the kids couldn't talk or weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
But the communication is very important. How are you going to know how someone feels if you don't talk? How do you know how to have feelings towards someone if you don't have a communication with one another?
No, you're absolutely right.
Same way with our Heavenly Father, you know, how we know he knows about us, but do we know about him if we don't communicate?
Mm-hmm.
So need to sit down and turn the TV off and just talk, listen. Best thing for us men to do is just listen.
Yes, that is true. Don't try to fix it. Just listen.
Yeah. That's what they want. They really want someone to listen. And I told the guys in our church when we hit the Bible study, I said, if you don't listen, men, to your wives, some other man will. And that is not what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have a lot, maybe a divorce rate is because, well, the husband and wife never communicates.
Right.
Did you know China has the lowest divorce rate in the world?
Really?
We're going to hit that point. Why? I'll get back to that. But, yeah, because the relationship is different than the way we see it. The letter H is hugs. How many times do we hug our wife? It's made mention that we ought to give our wives at least 8 times a hug a day. The word cleave means to be like glue, stick together. When we separate, when we leave father and mother, we have to cleave to one another. Unto our wives means to stick like glue. In other words, hug them. Show affection. I'm not talking about, you know, the sexual type desire. I'm talking about affection that you care.
Sure.
When she hurt, touch her to say, hey, can I comfort you? Of course, you know, probably if they're hurting physically, she probably said, get your hands off of me.
Right.
So it's a thing of showing affection that you care. It's like a child when you get hurt, you know, they scrape the knee or something. Other. Who do they go to? They go to mom and they want a what?
Sure, they want a hug, yeah.
They want a hug. And we men are not sensitive like that. I'm going to be honest with you. That's one thing we've had to work on is hugging one another.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting anything else from it, just a hug. Just say, hey, I love you. I embrace you. And a kiss goes along with it. That's what it is. You probably say, well, how has this really got charity? What is charity? Charity is not just love. It's giving. Giving yourself. Communicating. Hugging her. Sitting down beside her with just your arms around and say, honey, I just want to hear what you got to say today. That's it all. That's the action of what we do. A is attention. She wants your attention. She needs your attention. Not some other man's attention, not another woman's attention, not anybody else's but yours. Why? In all reality, they probably want you to lead, but if you're not going to lead, they've set in mind, okay, well, then I've got to do it if they don't do it.
Right.
And so they don't have your attention, and you don't give them that attention. Just like if you don't give your child attention, they're going to go somewhere else and get it, or they're going to never have anything to do with you when you get older. Now, my son and I are really, really close because we had a real close attention. My daughter and I doesn't have as much as close attention as my son, and it could be because I didn't show her as much as I did my son. So it was the same with my wife. I don't show her attention. then when I get older in life and then all our kids are out of our house, we don't have no kids at home.
Right.
So now it's just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had to learn this differently. Okay, now we don't have kids, so we got kids don't take our attention. Well, we got grandbabies now. And I tell my wife, I says, when is it just going to be me and you? And we just give our attention to each other.
Exactly.
But attention is very important. And that's going to take giving. Giving your time. That's charity, to give your time to them. That's very important, is having attention. You want to take
yep.
a break?
You're listening to Hunting the Way. My name is Scott Whatley. My guest today, Pastor Russell Pruitt, out of Red Lodge, Montana. Again, if you're up in that area, need to go to a good church. Bear Tooth Mountain Baptist Church is there. And again, a beautiful area, and Brother Pruitt just has an awesome work there. So if you're ever in that area, I know he'd love to have you visit. We're talking about strengthening my relationship with my God-given wife. Brother Pruitt's going through an acrostic he's created, the word charity. If you're just joining us, C for communication, H for hugs, A for attention. And we got about 5 minutes left here, and we're going to try to zip through the rest of these. So what is our R?
R is responsibility. It's a God-given responsibility. It's not that, okay, we get married and, if I don't love her later down the road, I'll divorce her. No, marriage is a responsibility. Remember, I made mention a while ago about China has the lowest divorce rate, and it's because their marriage is prearranged. It's not that they date a while to see if I love this girl, if I want to marry this girl. It's prearranged, and it was asked how do you do that? How can it be low divorce rate? Is because he says we marry because it's a responsibility.
Hmm.
It's not a love affection. It's not romantic romance. It's because marriage is a responsibility.
That's good.
Show me in the Bible where it says marriage is love. No, it shows us in the Bible that husband loves your wife. Didn't say love first and then get married. If you really study the Jewish history, that's how theirs were too. It was prearranged. Go and remember where Abraham sent the man to go get Isaac. It wasn't no dating game. And so the problem is now is, well, if we don't love one another, I don't know, we're just divorced. But then where's the responsibility?
Right.
And so if we show our wives that it's a responsibility that I love her, I'm to be the leader, the head of my home. Could you really imagine them following you? Man, it would be.
Sure.
Because we realize that our marriage is not just, well, it's a fly-by-night thing. I can throw it out the door if I don't like it. No, it's a responsibility that we made a vow. And if God says he holds us to those vows, and let me tell you, our wives want to see us hold our vows with God that we are godly men to be followers of God. The word I means intimacy. Intimacy is not talking about physical, sexual type deal. It's talking about sharing our affections inside. Intimacy with our wives is sitting down and sharing what's deep within us. And then having that time of sitting and holding hands and just embracing one another. I think it's now men is mostly more in their mind, if you know what I'm talking about, the thought, the lust.
Sure.
It's all about the lust. It's what the world says love is.
Right.
And it ain't the right love that God says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Love is more than just that. Love is one another coming together and having a closeness of opening communication, open honesty, spiritual relationship together. When's the last time you sat down, men, and prayed with your wife and her, and listened to her pray and know what she's praying for?
Right.
That's kind of intimacy. Sitting down with one another and sharing what your devotions are, and providing that. And then the T is tenderness. We too prideful, brother. We don't want to be tender.
Mm-hmm.
Do we?
No, you're right.
We don't like to be tender. We don't like to break down and cry, be emotional. The Bible says she's the weaker vessel, and we're supposed to honor her as a weaker vessel. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is we need to be tender toward her feelings, toward her needs, toward what she has. You know, I mean, it doesn't hurt to break down and cry a little bit over with her. You know, it takes a man to cry.
Sure.
But she really wants you to be tender to what she really has. It might be a little small minor thing. You're like, really? Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
But if it's big to her, then we need to understand that.
Well, we say God, little things to God is big to him.
Sure.
So what is the difference about our wife? It's the same. And then the why for charity is just yieldness, just yielding. The Bible says be not drunk with wine in Ephesians 5:18-21. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's yielding yourself one another, because if we don't do this, we could lose our relationship with our spouse, and we can hinder our prayer. And if we're not yielding to one another, we really don't have that relationship of a God-giving home that God really wants us to have. Could you imagine the difference we can make, not just in our children, but our grandchildren? They see this godly relationship.
Sure. You know, my brother-in-law, just in closing here, my brother-in-law is a pastor in Herndon, Virginia, David Pittman. And David said once he had about 100 young people and had them bow their head, and they were, you know, and he had just given kind of a lesson on the home. And he asked, how many kids would love to have a home like you currently live in?
Wow.
And about 4 kids out of 100 raised their hand.
My.
So think about that. Strengthening my relationship with my God-given wife. Charity. C, communication. H, hugs. A, attention. R, responsibility. I, the intimacy. T, the tenderness. Y, the yieldness. Brother Pruitt, thank you, my friend. Always a joy having you on.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for inviting me, man.
All right. Thank you for joining us today for Hunting the Way. My name is Scott Whatley. Again, if you'd like a copy of our show, check out our website, huntingtheway.com. Remember, God's way is the best way. Have a great day.